coming to the Word of God this morning, and Psalm 37, please. Psalm 37. Do remember the gospel meeting this evening. It's wonderful what inspires you to have a message. I shared this with the young people. They've had a little bit of what I'm going to speak on this evening. But when I was in the States, Pokemon seemed to be all the rage. And it caused me to think about something, and that's what I'm going to speak about tonight. Now, I'm not preaching on Pokemon, but that's what gave me the thought for this evening. I want to look at globalization. I want to see how things are being prepared for the future. And again, I do believe that Jesus is coming, and he must be coming very, very soon. So we're going to look at a little bit of prophecy in our meeting this evening, so you can remember that. And I think we'll be doing prophecy next Lord's Day evening again as well, God willing. Psalm 37, we'll read the first few verses. And again, there's 40 verses in this psalm. I'm not going to read them all, just read the first 8 verses. But keep your Bibles open, because we're going to look at a few of the verses throughout this psalm. Psalm 37, reading from verse number 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall be soon cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Just go down to verse 23. We'll read these two verses, and that'll do our reading this morning. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Ending there, and trusting the Lord to bless the reading of his own precious, infallible, inerrant, and inspired word to our hearts. I'm sure you've had the experience that David has had in this psalm. David's now an older man. We'll notice that in a few moments. He's looking back over his life, and it appears he's given advice, perhaps to his son Solomon, but certainly this is inspired by the Spirit of God. So it's fatherly advice to all of us this morning. Heavenly Father advice to all of us this morning. David knew what it was to see the wicked prosper. Remember, for years he was hounded by Saul. As a young man, he was chosen to be king, and yet that seemed to only the beginning of his trouble. And for years and years, particularly in his 20s, David was hounded by Saul, and even when he showed Saul goodness and mercy and forgiveness, yet he just got the worst from Saul. David found himself hiding in a cave. At one time, he found himself rejected by his own people. He went through all sorts of experiences. And as David looks back, there were times when the wicked seemed to prosper, and him, as a child of God, seemed to suffer. Do you ever find yourself wondering? Do you ever find yourself asking these questions? Why do the wicked seem to prosper? Why is it the ungodly seem to get that job? Why is it that they seem to get that person to marry? Why is it they seem to get that promotion? Why is it they seem to have so much going for them, and everything seems to be falling in place, and yet me, as a child of God, I seem to have nothing, only one problem after another. Israel felt like that, and David's trying to encourage him here. Look down the chapter to verse 29. David reminds him, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Look at verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Don't despair, David's saying. Don't despair. And some of them felt like they were going to give in because of the battles, because of the burdens, because of the blackness of the situation they're going through. They wanted to throw the towel in, spiritually speaking. They were ready to give up on God. Yes, their anger was perhaps directed against the wicked, but really their anger is directed against God. And so David comes, if you look at verse number 25, we read, David says, I have been young and now I'm old. So he's an old man. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This is advice from David, as I said, to his son, probably Solomon. Solomon's son, Rehoboam, at a later stage, rejected the counsel of the old man. 1 Kings 12, verse 8, it says he forsook the counsel of the old man. And it was a disaster for him and a disaster for Israel. Let me say this, when you're seeking to determine the will of the Lord, there are a number of things that you can do. I think it's important you come to the Bible. You need to have the direction from the Word of God. That's the B, if you like. Then there's a C. There needs to be the circumstances. You look to see how things are happening, and the circumstances seem to be there for you. And you've got a confirmation from the Word of God. There seems to be circumstances. And then the D is the desire of the heart. There's that desire to do this for the Lord. But don't forget the A. And that's advice. And it's good to draw along a mature Christian, maybe a parent, maybe a friend who's strong in the faith, and to seek advice. Don't step out on a limb. Talk to someone about it. Get advice. You see, David's given fatherly advice to his son here. Later on, as I said, his son Rehoboam would reject the counsel of the old man, and it was an absolute disaster. Doesn't mean old people are always right. But I think sometimes we could save ourselves a lot of trouble by taking the advice from those who are mature in the faith. And what a trouble it would have saved some, even in Scripture, if they had have taken such advice. I want to look at this morning, and really, if it's difficult to give it a title, but I'm talking about keeping cool in a hot situation. Keeping cool in a hot situation. How to stay cool when things are hot. How to remain calm when things are difficult. There's a note in this psalm about perspiration. If the weather is hot, you'll know a lot about perspiration, but this is a different perspiration. Look at verse number 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord and make patient for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way. Look at verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself. You'll see the repetition of the words fret not. I remember sharing verse 1 with someone who had been widowed as a result of the troubles. And I remember saying to her, just fret not thyself because of evildoers. And the psalmist David here says over and over again, fret not, fret not. You see, the word fret means to be hot, to be furious, to be angry. Are you hot under the collar this morning? Are you hot and bothered about some situation this morning? You've looked how others seem to go so well. You've looked at their lives and they seem to have it so easy, but for you it's so difficult. It's problem after problem. And David is looking at people like that. He says, listen, keep cool. Don't get hot and bothered. Stay cool in a hot situation. Someone has said God mightily uses Christians who stay cool in a hot place, sweet in a sour place, and remain little in a big place. Has your temperature been rising? Is the hottest thing in this meeting this morning you? You're upset, you're annoyed, perhaps angry. And the Lord's saying to you this morning, listen, keep cool. So David talks about perspiration, but it's not enough just to tell someone to keep cool. It's not enough to say to someone, keep calm. David takes it a little bit further. Not only do you see the perspiration, but you see a placing. Look at verse number 3. Trust in the Lord. That, if you like, is our belief. And do good, that's our behavior. Our belief will affect our behavior. That's why it's so important what you teach from the Word of God. Doctrine and deportment cannot be separated. But this is the simplest advice that you can get, and yet the most sublimest. Trust in the Lord. Are you hot and bothered this morning? Does it seem that everybody else has things so good, but not you this morning? Does it appear that the wicked are prospered this morning, and you're getting hot under the collar about it? You're even thinking the best thing to do, if you can't beat them, I'm going to join them. And the Lord saying to you this morning, listen, trust in the Lord this morning. Trust the Lord this morning. What's the benefit of trusting in the Lord? Well, there's a stillness. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. When you love that perfect peace. That comes when you're trusting in the Lord. There's a stillness. There's a shouting comes from trusting. Psalm 5, verse 11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. You see, when all around is falling apart and you're trusting in the Lord, you've got a song and a joy the world knows nothing about. They can't comprehend it this morning. Trust in the Lord. There's a stillness. There's a shouting. There's a standing. Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, that cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Imagine being like a mountain. Your faith is so strong. It's not great faith. It's faith in a great God. That you're like a mountain, you'll never move. You're so steady, you're so solid. That's what trusting in the Lord gives. It gives us strength. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. You see, the wicked there, they're trusting in idols. Habakkuk reminds us that they're dumb idols. They're trusting in man. The psalmist said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. They're trusting in their own heart. Proverbs 28, 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. They're trusting in their wealth. Proverbs 11, 28. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Cool down, David says. Keep calm, David says. What am I to do, David? Trust the Lord. Not only do we place our trust in the Lord, but then David gives us something to ponder again. Remember, he's not only telling us to keep calm, he's not only saying be cool, but he's telling us how to achieve it, to place our trust in the Lord. Verse 4, there's something we have to ponder. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. See the word delight, it means to live in luxury. You hear sometimes about people, and we say they're living in the lap of luxury. Now, materially you may be, materially you may not be. But if you're saved this morning, spiritually you're living in the lap of luxury. Delight thyself in the Lord. Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Everything's brand new. The moment you get saved, you're in Christ. And what David is saying is, cool down and count your blessings this morning. Count your blessings materially this morning. The more you look around at how good God has been to you, the more you appreciate the Lord this morning. I read this, and I didn't do the maths, but if you're married 20 years this morning, your wife will have made you 21,900 meals. She'll have made the bed 7,300 times, and she will have done something like 3,120 loads of washing. Now, you sit down and think of it. You know what that should make you do? Appreciate your wife more. And we should. You see, as a child of God, when you appreciate what God has done for you, and you sit down and you count your blessings materially, you could count your breaths physically. Paul said in Acts 17 that he giveth to all life and breath. He holds our breath in his hands. Do you know this morning that we breathe roughly 12 times per minute, 17,280 times a day, 120,960 times per week? Do you know this morning, if you're 80 years of age, some of you are past it, some of you are pushing up to it. If you're 80 years of age this morning, you have breathed something like 500 million times. How good has God been to you this morning? You only have to hold the breath, and life's over. But he's been so good this morning. He's so good when we count our blessings material, when we count our breaths physically, when we count our benefits spiritually. Psalm 68 verse 19 says he daily loadeth us with benefits. A benefit is something that makes you better, something that's added value, if you like, this morning. If you're a member of the Ulster Farmers Union, you get a little card, and there are benefits that come with having that card. You get discount in certain places. Teachers get a little card and they get benefits, and maybe you have something, a membership of something that gives you certain benefits. When you belong to the family of God, you're loaded with benefits this morning. You have an understanding of the scriptures this morning. The world doesn't understand what's happening in the world, but you've got the word of God. And you have an understanding of what's going on, like the servants in the first miracle. Remember when they brought the wine to the governor and he tasted it, and it says he didn't know what was happening, but the servants knew. And the Lord's servants know, and the child of God has an understanding the world knows nothing about. You know, we have an understanding. We're indwelt by the Spirit of God this morning. We have access to heaven through prayer this morning. We've got a heavenly Father who cares about us this morning, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We're going to live in heaven for all eternity with the Lord. He has daily loaded us with benefits. David says, cool down. Cool down. Place your trust on him this morning. Ponder the blessings that he's shown you this morning. Delight yourself also in the Lord. See, when you delight yourself in the Lord, then the Lord delights himself in you. And what a blessing it is to have the Lord delighting in us. See the perspiration, fret not, cool down. You see the place your trust in the Lord. You see the pondering, and delight thyself in the Lord. And then we see what I've just called the pass. Look at verse 5 in Psalm 37. This psalm is packed with stuff. I'm only scraping the surface. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I love this verse. You see the word commit, it means to roll off. It's like a roll-on, roll-off ferry. The vehicles just roll on and they roll off. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, we read, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And with the word cast, there's effort involved there. It's the word that was used of casting the garments over the little donkey when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come in on Palm Sunday. They cast the garments, and that's the idea, casting your care upon the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing. Do you know what the truth is? Sometimes we're so weak, we're so far gone, we haven't got the energy to cast anything. See, this word commit just means let it roll off. Just let it roll off. Let it roll onto the Lord. Commit thy way onto the Lord. Trust also in him. Listen, he's got broad shoulders this morning. You know, Isaiah 9 verse 6 reminds us that the government shall be upon his shoulder. With one shoulder he rules the world. He's got broad shoulders this morning. And see that burden that's weighing you down? Listen, let it roll onto him this morning. If you haven't got the spiritual energy to cast it upon the Lord, just let it roll onto him this morning. David says, listen, keep cool. Staying cool in a hot place. There's perspiration. You're hot and bothered. Listen, place your trust in the Lord. Ponder the blessings of the Lord. Pass the problem unto the Lord. And then David says, pause. Look at verse number 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. It's similar to trusting in the Lord, but there's a waiting involved here. See, maybe you're panicking this morning. Maybe you're thinking this morning, this is not going to happen for me. And sometimes, and I've shared this advice before, George Bates, who runs the meeting house down in Randallstown, remember when I was just young in the Lord's work, he said, Ian, if the devil can't hold you back, sometimes he shoves you forward. And you know, there are times when we can run ahead of the Lord. I have done it. It just seems right to me. It seems perfect. It seems what I need to do, and I run ahead of the Lord. And some of them were running ahead of the Lord here, and some of them were running away from the Lord here. And David says, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. I love Naomi's advice to Ruth in Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. Ruth could have panicked about Boaz. Have I missed the boat? Am I going to be left on the shelf? Have I left it too late? Sit still, my daughter. I shared this before when I was going through the book of Ruth. I was preaching on that verse one night in a Baptist church in Belfast. And remember, I just honed in on that text. Sit still, my daughter. Sit still. I didn't know there was a young wife in the meeting. And she was concerned about something her husband was doing. He seemed to be getting involved in something, and he seemed to be away a lot, and she was very concerned. And she said to me after, the Lord was just saying to her, sit still. But you know, there's another friend come along to her, and she said, I would have it out with him. I would bone him. I'd put him on the spot. And she did, and her husband left. And they're still apart. And I can't be certain, but I believe the Lord was saying to her in that situation, sit still, my daughter. I've got this under control. You just sit still. Maybe the Lord's saying to you this morning, don't be running ahead of me. Don't be getting all hot and bothered. Don't be panicking. Sit still and wait patiently. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself. Don't let anyone else cause you to get hot and bothered. You trust the Lord. You rest in him. You wait on him. We're nearly finished. We see the need to place our trust in the Lord, to ponder his blessings, to pass the burden onto his shoulders, to pause. Just trust the Lord and wait on him. And then you see the promise in verse 23 and 24. And I'll run through this quickly. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Who is a good man or a good woman this morning? I'll tell you, a saved man or a saved woman. I hear people sometimes when you say, how are you? I'm good. You're not good because there's none good. Listen, if you're saved this morning, you are good. Because that's what the psalmist says. You're a good man. You're a good woman. You're a good young person. If you're saved, you're changed. You're changed this morning. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. But listen, I believe a good man is not only a saved man. I believe a good man or a good woman is a believer who have placed their trust in the Lord, who has pondered the blessings of the Lord, who has passed the burden onto the Lord, who is resting and waiting patiently on the Lord. And I believe that good man, that good woman, can take this promise this morning. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let me break this down very simply. Do you see God's plan? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God will give you guidance and direction. Keep cool this morning in a hot place. You trust the Lord, and the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You see God's plan. God's got a plan, and God will reveal it to you. How do you get through this? You see God's procedure, the steps. Listen, he maybe only give you one step at a time. If you're like me, you like the whole map. You like to see where you're going. You like to know when you're going to get there. You want to know what corners you have to face, what hills you have to go over, what valleys you're going to go through. The Lord's not going to give you that. The Lord says the steps, take one step at a time. Don't be getting hot and bothered. Don't be panicking this morning. The Lord's maybe only given you a step this morning. Take that step and you'll see where the next step will lead you. You see God's plan. You see God's procedure. You see God's pleasure. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. This can be used two ways. Is it the psalmist delighting in his way, or is it God delighting in our way? Either way, I'm happy with it. I personally believe it's God delighting in our way. You see God's pleasure this morning. Remember what was said of Enoch? He had this testimony that he pleased God. You see, as we think of the promise, you see God's plan, you see God's procedure, you see God's pleasure, you see God's protection. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 103, he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. But look again at verse 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall. We're all going to fall. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You see God's protection, you'll not be utterly cast down. You see God's power, he upholdeth him with his hand. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You see the promises here? And you've got God's plan and God's procedure and God's pleasure. You have God's protection. You have God's power. Listen, you have God's perception. Look at verse 13, and I'm finished now in 2 seconds. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. I've underlined that, God sees. Look at verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Not only God sees, God knows. Then look at verse 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord sees, the Lord knows, and the Lord upholds. Now, isn't he the one that you'd want to be trusting in? Isn't he the one that you'd want to be guiding your steps this morning? Don't be getting hot and bothered. Cool down this morning. Stay cool in a hot place. He knows. He sees. He upholds this morning. Now, trust him this morning. He never fails the soul that trusts in him. Though disappointments come and hope burns dim, he never fails. He never fails the soul that trusts in him. Though angry skies with thunder clouds grow dim, he never fails. He never fails the soul that trusts in him. Though sorrow's cup should overflow the brim, he never fails. Zephaniah 3 verse 5 says, he faileth. Wouldn't that be awful if that's where it finished? But it doesn't. It says, he faileth not. Now, you're hot and bothered this morning. Is the Lord saying to you this morning, stay cool in a hot place. Place your trust in him this morning. Ponder the blessings of the Lord this morning. Commit thy way unto the Lord this morning. Rest and wait patiently on him this morning. And enjoy the promises of God this morning. The steps of a good man, a good woman, a good young person are ordered by the Lord this morning. He sees, he knows, he upholds. That's who I want ordering my steps. And I'm sure you're the same this morning. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for thy word this morning. Lord, we're so indebted to the word of God. We're so indebted to the Son of God. Lord, we're so indebted to the Spirit of God this morning. Lord, we have been daily loaded with benefits. And yet, Lord, there are times when we do fall. There are times, Lord, when we do fret. There are times, Lord, when we do feel. Help us, Lord, to be able to stay cool in a hot place. Help us, Lord, just to rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. And let's just trust thee to see what happens. Bless thy word to our hearts this morning. Encourage every child of God here, for we ask it in our Savior's precious name. Amen. We're going to sing in closing for this part of the meeting. well-known hymn, I've already quoted it, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, number 420 in the book, and again, it'll be on the screen this morning. Standing to sing 420, thank you. Lord, may that be our experience, songs of praises I will ever give to thee. May we trust in the Lord at all times, Lord, not just the good times. Bless thy word to our hearts this morning. Be with those who must leave now. And Lord, as we wait on around the Lord's table, grant us a continued sense of thy presence. For it's in and through our Saviour's precious name we pray. Amen.